Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hi, everybody. Mayor Bloomberg declares expanded plastics recycling effective immediately.
Starting today, if it is rigid plastic, any kind of rigid plastic, recycle it.
All right. Well, I am joined now by New York City's first ever Deputy Commissioner of Sanitation for Recycling and Sustainability with more of the details. He is Ron Gonin. And this also wraps up our April Earth Month series with Deputy Commissioner Gonin that many of you have heard the previous installments of. And he is spearheading the mayor's goal of doubling the city's recycling rate by 2017. So they announced this important piece of that puzzle yesterday at City Hall having to do with plastics recycling effective immediately. Ron Gonin, welcome back to WNYC.
Great to be here.
So what's included? When they say hard plastics, and I'll give you one little heads up, the big question I've been getting from people is, does that include yogurt containers? They're sort of like medium hard.
It absolutely includes yogurt containers.
Absolutely includes yogurt containers. And?
All rigid plastics. So anything that is a plastic that's rigid, you can't bend it, you can bang it on a table and it makes a sound, you can absolutely recycle it. The things that we want to be mindful of people not recycling are plastic shopping bags. Those things you can take back to your supermarket and they can take it back and recycle it. Foam. Plastic film, so the plastic wrapping on things. Those are the types of plastics we can't take. But most of the plastics you have, which are rigid plastics, it's your plastic bottles, your plastic containers, your plastic cups, shampoo bottles, please recycle them.
And there's this category, I think, roughly known as plastic-coated paper, like some of the takeout coffee cups. So again, there people may be confused, in or out.
Please put your paper coffee cups in your paper recycling stream. So you can absolutely recycle those, but please recycle them in your paper recycling stream.
All right. And listeners, this is new and it's instant. You may be really happy about this, but had no idea it was going to come all at once. And so suddenly you can now recycle all rigid plastic, as you're hearing. And if you have any questions about that, the Deputy Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability is here to take your calls. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post to WNYC.org, or use our social media feeds. And it is kind of amazing. Just like that, from almost no plastics recycling, it's all ready to go on day one.
It's been something that we've been working on for the past 9 months. So there's a lot of negotiation that went into this and a lot of background work. But we have a great partner in Sims Metal Management, who does our plastics recycling. And they've made a major investment in terms of the technology that they're putting into the facility in Brooklyn. And we were able to, after a lot of work, include all these plastics in our recycling program.
That facility in Brooklyn, that's the Sunset Park one?
Yes.
Which isn't opened yet, is it?
It's planned to open in August.
And the Times, in covering the announcement, noted that while recycling cuts the amount of garbage the city has to export to landfills, it does cost more in terms of the separate sanitation crews that have to pick it up. So how does that math work out?
Recycling saves money for New York City any way you slice it or dice it. Sometimes on the collection side, it can appear to cost a little bit more if people don't put out their recyclables and the truck drives around empty. But as long as people put out their recyclables, any way you slice it or dice it, it saves New York City a significant amount of money for people to recycle.
Are you surprised that all our lines are instantly full with people?
I'm glad to hear it.
Having questions about the new plastics recycling in New York City, effective immediately. Peter in Park Slope, you're on the air. Hi, Peter.
Hey, how are you? I was curious how important it is to clean plastic containers like yogurt containers, because I know some people who go as far as to even put them in the dishwasher, and that strikes me as nutty because of the energy that you would be wasting. So I'm just curious where you come down on that.
Great question. How clean is clean?
Please do your best to rinse out your plastic containers, but do not put it through the dishwasher. Just do your best to rinse it out and then please recycle it.
What happens if there is gunk in your plastic? Does it gum up the works?
If there's a little bit of gunk, it's okay. We can handle a minor amount of contamination. But we do ask people to please rinse it out.
Jill in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jill.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's your question?
An old system, I believe, on the bottom of plastic box, plastic containers, there's a little triangle with a number in the middle, and we're supposed to only recycle ones and twos. Are we now allowed to recycle all the numbers?
You can now recycle all of the numbers. Forget that system. It is no longer something that's relevant in New York City. If it's a rigid plastic, please recycle it.
Thanks, Jill. And what were all those numbers, or are all those numbers, on the bottoms of plastic containers? It's, when you stop and think about it, such a cumbersome system. If it's so many categories, what is it, 1 through 7?
It is 1 through 7, and it designates the different types of plastics that are out in the market. We use the word plastic to cover all of these materials, but there are actually different types of plastics, but you don't need to worry about that anymore. Don't look at the number. If it's a rigid plastic, we'll take it.
I'm curious about some of the mechanics of that. What did any kind of machines that you had or the markets for different kinds of materials recycling used to mean that we had to look at those different numbers, and why is that all now obsolete?
It has to do both with technology and with market. So there's now technology available that can optically sort all of the different plastic, which makes it much less expensive to sort than what we used to have to do, which was to manually sort it. So the technology has helped the economics of recycling significantly, and now there are also markets for this type of plastic. So one of the things that consumers can do to help encourage this type of recycling is make sure that you're buying materials that are made from recycled product or have a portion of the materials that are in them from recycled products.
So this is an actual optical technology where your plant in Sunset Park is going to be able to look at all these containers coming through, I use the word look, and say, aha, that's a yogurt container. Oh, look, that's a Gatorade bottle.
It's a brilliant technology that can actually sort all the different types of plastic, glass, and metals. And the great thing about this facility is it's actually going to have an education center where New Yorkers can come and actually see how the process works when it opens in August.
Meredith in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hello, Meredith.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I currently am trying to collect baby food pouches from my neighborhood because those don't appear to be recyclable. They're those things that they look like a Capri Sun pouch with a little plastic top, and it seems like every baby and toddler in Fort Greene, at least, is eating them constantly. Are those recyclable under the new rules, or do I need to keep collecting them and sending them into TerraCycle?
Unfortunately, they are not recyclable. In our current program, those pouches are actually creating a challenge for us. And so if you are collecting them and sending them back to TerraCycle, we appreciate you doing that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Sean in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So you're going to ask about another kind of plastic, right?
Yeah, there's the really thin plastics, the salad containers, the lettuces come in that are very thin but still somewhat hard. Can those go on recycling now?
Do you know which ones he's talking about, Ron?
If you're talking about the bags that hold the salad, those bags we can't recycle as part of our program. But if it's a plastic container and it has some rigidity to it, then you can absolutely recycle it in our program.
Thanks, Sean. So if you're at a salad bar, let's say, you often see the styrofoam containers that you can put the salad in or clear plastic ones, even on the same rack. The styrofoams are not recyclable and the clear plastic ones are, right?
Correct.
And that's on the business, of course, at that point. If you get something from a salad bar and you eat it there, then businesses are going to be required to separate plastics from other things and recycle too?
We have recycling rules for commercial businesses, and all commercial businesses should be recycling in the city.
And right now, effective immediately, this is available for people. Beginning in July, it's going to be required.
It will be required in the summer, correct.
Are there fines? Do you have a schedule of fines, either for individuals or residential buildings or commercial ones?
It will become mandatory in the summer, which will come along with fines, but people can start recycling all their rigid plastics today. And our goal is that the program is clear and it's so expansive that there's very little enforcement or fines required because everybody will be recycling all their rigid plastics.
New York City Deputy Sanitation Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability, Ron Gonin, with us, taking your questions on Mayor Bloomberg's announcement yesterday that effective immediately, all rigid plastics, hard plastics, are now recyclable in New York City, 212-433-WNYC. And Bob on Staten Island, you're on the air. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Not a plastics question, but I recently gutted a house in Brooklyn, and I was shocked at how many times during the day trucks would come up and take the metal. If this was on Staten Island, I know that immediately they get a fine and haul the truck away. It was on Fort Hamilton Parkway, and I could not believe hour on the hour just people taking looking through the garbage.
Is this close enough to your area to give them an answer?
Absolutely. We have a major issue right now in New York City with trucks driving into the city and stealing both residential and commercial metal, plastic, and now paper. So if anybody has a question about the value of recycling to New York City, just look around and you'll see trucks coming in and sometimes stealing our recyclables if we're unable to catch them. So it's an issue we're hoping to resolve.
There's a black market in recycled paper?
Absolutely. Recycled paper is very valuable. In New York City, we get paid for our paper. So we want to make sure that it's getting recycled and not stolen from us.
All right. Marjorie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi. Listen, I want to know about the big blue recycling containers, the plastic containers that you're supposed to put the cans and plastics in. I live in a small building, so I have to buy them myself. I can't find them in my local supermarket. Do we still have to put that recyclable material in those big blue bags?
All of your metal, glass, and plastic should be going into a blue container and your paper into a green container. If you live in a high-rise building and you don't have the proper recycling infrastructure, you should talk to your building, and if it remains an issue, please contact us through our website.
Okay, Marjorie, hope that helps. Question from our website at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehr Show. Coming from Williamsburg, Brooklyn, how can you recycle plastic-lined cartons like milk cartons or OJ cartons, and should you unscrew the cap, this listener asks.
You don't need to unscrew the cap, and you can absolutely recycle all of your cartons. Please recycle it in your metal, glass, and plastic blue stream.
So this is the biggest news we've had on the show today, other than the existence of the recycling itself. You don't have to unscrew the caps.
The caps are valuable. Whatever's more convenient for you, if you want to unscrew the cap and put it in separately, that's fine. If you want to put it in all together, that's also great.
All right. So parents all over town now are going to stop telling their kids, throw away that cap before you put it in the recycling. No longer necessary. By the way, you'll be happy to know that at the Earth Day Forum that I moderated on environmental issues for mayoral hopefuls on Monday, all 9 candidates, Democrat, Republican, Independent, pledged to fulfill or exceed the mayor's and your goal of doubling total recycling by 2017. Are you surprised?
I'm glad to hear that. I'm glad to hear that.
So I guess that must mean that in all cases, whether it comes from, you know, maybe a liberal Democrat's environmental sensibilities or a supermarket chain owner's business person sensibilities like John Catsimatidis, in the race, they all probably see the economic benefit as well as the environmental benefit to the city and to individuals.
It shows that the message that we're trying to put out, that recycling is important for our environment as well as important for our pocketbooks, is being heard and being digested by people across the political spectrum. So we hope that people recycle because it's good for the environment, but we expect them to recycle because it's good for our tax dollars and our pocketbooks. And it appears that all candidates are starting to understand that.
Anita in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Anita.
Hi. I'm calling because I know this is not included in the recycling, but it seems the biggest concern we should have is plastic shopping bags, since they seem to be probably the biggest category of pollution, both in landfills and in the ocean. What's the prognosis on that? Because nobody collecting them and bringing them back to the store.
Right. So if the distinction now is between hard plastics and soft plastics, soft including plastic bags, is there a plan for that to come down the road?
It's a great question. Plastic shopping bags are a major issue. for us on a number of areas. One is there's over 100,000 tons of plastic shopping bags in our waste stream. It's an incredible amount of waste. And we pay millions of dollars to ship it to landfill. If it gets into our recycling stream, it can actually break the machinery. And so we're looking at a number of different initiatives internally to try and remedy the use of plastic shopping bags. That being said, we're also trying to encourage the industry to come up with their own solution before we come up with one on our own that they may or may not be pleased with. So it is a major issue. I encourage everyone to please use reusable bags if they can.
From our webpage, Caitlin from 11215, as she calls herself. Can you identify that zip code? What about to-go coffee cup tops?
Coffee cup tops we can absolutely take, so please recycle those.
And Marina in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Marina.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, what you got?
So I have a question. I just wonder why aren't all NYCHA developments required or held accountable to recycle? They're the largest landlord in the city.
What's the NYCHA story?
There's tremendous opportunity to increase recycling in NYCHA as well as the communities around NYCHA, and it's something that we're working with every day to try and put a plan in place.
And does this include NYCHA, the new plastics recycling, as a mandatory requirement starting in the summer?
Yes.
By the way, 11215, for those of you scratching your heads, and many of you know because some of you live in it, Park Slope, Windsor Terrace, around there. All right. We're going to run out of time in a minute, and I want to thank you for doing this series with us, first of all. Those of you who haven't heard the previous segments, Ron Gonen, the first ever Deputy Sanitation Commissioner for Recycling and Sustainability, has joined us once a week through this entire Earth Month of April, and we're delighted that his last appearance today is able to be in conjunction with breaking news, which is you should see the smile on his face about all rigid plastics now being recyclable in New York City. So first of all, thank you for being so accessible and answering everybody's questions.
Thank you for having me.
And in terms of what comes next, I know you talked earlier in the series about electronics recycling and that you and the mayor want to get serious about that. Is there any prospect of something like this with the plastics for that e-waste that we all struggle with?
Yes. E-waste is becoming an increasingly serious problem in our waste stream. And New York City has decided to be the first city that will provide e-waste collection to buildings. So Dave Hirschler in our office at the Department of Sanitation has put together a program that will be launched in the fall where multifamily and high-rise buildings will be able to request a special electronic waste container. People can put all their e-waste in that container, and we will come by and collect that container.
That's pretty progressive. First in the nation?
First in the nation.
We look forward to that for sure. And as far as the recycling, is there compliance information available anywhere? Do you want landlords and co-op boards and condo boards and stuff to go to a website to figure out how to do this?
Everybody will be receiving a mailer next week with information about the program that they can put up on their walls. Single-family homes will be getting decals that they can put on their containers. Additionally, you can come to our Wasteless website or our Department of Sanitation website and see all the information there.
And finally, I'll mention that the final event in the current round of city-sponsored safe disposal events for electronics and household chemicals before that new system comes in sometime later this year is Sunday in Manhattan at the Columbia University Teachers College. So Sunday at Teachers College if you have e-waste or household chemicals that you want to recycle. And Ron Gonen, thanks again. This has been really so useful for everybody, and we can, you know, tell by the response that we've gotten on the phones and on the web and on social media that people are really excited about some of the things going on. So thanks a lot.
Thank you for having me.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up next, New Jersey Public Radio Managing Editor Nancy Solomon will explain new rules for lawn fertilizer New ways to repair the Gothelist Bridge and the Outer Bridge Crossing and the Bayonne Bridge. Maybe a longer school day for your kids. Not right away. Maybe someday down the road. Good or bad, Governor Christie's still talking about it. And some new campaign finance reform initiatives in the Garden State. Stay with us.